Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gesina. On the line with us, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, it looks like it could be 2 years in a row. The state legislature on the verge of passing a budget, and we're looking in the Albany Times Union at some of the Albany City funds, but it doesn't look like they're all there.
Yeah, well, while the governor and legislative leaders are, you know, making plans, starting to print budget bills so they can start working later this week on passing a state budget a couple of days early, there's big news for the city of Albany, and it's not good. The budget bills do not contain a $7.8 million payment in lieu of taxes that the state had promised to city officials, and it has Mayor Jerry Jennings quite worried. The payment, which is something the city is counting on to balance this year's budget, is a kind of a advance payment on the money the state already committed to the city. It's a payment in lieu of taxes for the huge Empire State Plaza complex in downtown Albany, and they get payments from the state every year in lieu of taxes. Last fall, the mayor had elicited a promise from state officials for an advance so they could balance their own budget, but they're still lobbying to get it put in before the end of the week. Some are suggesting the money is just a last-minute bargaining chip, but without that money, the city's going to have a big hole in its budget. It's a big chunk, and they're hoping to work it out.
Speaking of a big hole, we have a hole when it comes to snow this winter, which is creating somewhat of a concern about enough water.
Yeah, just think, last spring, water from melting snow in the Adirondacks and in the Hudson Valley and the Catskills was overflowing the banks at reservoirs, and now this kind of paltry snowfall this winter is really beginning to come home to roost. Residents near the Great Sagandaga Lake are noticing that it's quite low. Right now, the 42-square-mile lake, which is the state's largest reservoir, is about 20 feet below where it was last year at this time. The surge of incoming water from melting snow from all the Adirondack peaks just isn't there. It's about 80% of the snow is still in the mountains and frozen and waiting, and that was last year, and now it's all gone. Officials are regulating it, hoping they get some spring rains, and this has people in the recreation industry concerned because they want to start on April 1st with the rafting, and that may not be possible. And yet, more concern in the Catskills, where the New York City Department of Environmental Protection is watching the level of reservoirs. Of course, the city of New York and the region around it depends on those reservoirs for drinking water. So a lot of concerns. They're hoping that the spring rains will come and replenish the reservoirs, but it's nothing like last year where we had tons of snow melting.
I've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, you can go to timesunion.com or just pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, David.